Hi, this is Annapurna from The Word Elephant. Now, who is Tenali Rama? Do you know who he was? He was a famously clever court jester in the kingdom of Sri Krishna Devaraya. Oh, the stories of his intelligence and wit are far, far too many. But do you know how it all began? Who was he before becoming the famous court jester? What did he do? Was he born intelligent? Listen on. Long ago, in Andhra Pradesh, in a small village called Tenali, there lived a little boy called Raman. He had recently come to that village with his mother after his father had died. Raman was very intelligent, but very naughty too. He was also lazy, simply didn't want to work hard. Once, Tenali, the village, faced a severe drought. There was no rains and everything had dried up. No water, no food. It was a very difficult time for all the villagers. In fact, many villagers fled the village to find jobs outside. One day, during those difficult times, a wise old man stepped into the village. Now, as soon as he set foot into the village, it seems it started raining. Oh, everyone rejoiced because they were waiting for rains. They danced, they clapped, and they laughed. And they all said, "It rained because of this great man. Oh, this man is God. Oh, he is the wise one." People said all these things. Raman now somehow did not believe that. He decided he must educate the villagers about it. Now, as soon as the villagers heard his version of the story, they were very angry with him and they said, "Now please don't go ask the wise old man and make him angry also." But naughty Raman was going to do just that. He marched to the wise old man and said, "Sir, if a crow comes flying and sits on the branch of a tree to rest, and a fruit of that tree falls down, will we say that the fruit fell because of the crow? The fruit fell because it was ripe and it was time to fall. Similarly, it rained because it had to, not because you came to our village." Raman expected the wise man to defend himself. But the wise man agreed. He said, "Raman, you are a wise man. You are really clever. Go to the Kali temple and chant the Devi mantra that I am going to teach you now. If you are lucky, she will be pleased and she may help you with your life ahead." Raman, who was really aimless and jobless, you know, he thought he might as well listen to the wise man. Went to the Kali temple in the village that night. It was beautiful. It was dark outside, but hundreds of little deepas lit everywhere inside. The fragrant incense spread through the temple and it felt divine. Raman started chanting the mantra that the wise man had taught him. His eyes were closed and he thought of nothing but Goddess Kali. Oh, he prayed and prayed, and the night turned into midnight and then into the wee hours of the morning. He kept praying. Suddenly, he heard a deafening noise and the temple bell swayed magically, clinging and clanging, adding to that deafening noise. Oh, it was actually quite terrifying. Raman opened his eyes to the most scary sight. What was it? There was Goddess Kali right in front of him, and he had never seen a sight as frightening as that. 1,000 heads with 1,000 crimson red tongues lashing out and 1,000 pair of eyes emanating fire. She looked straight into his eyes. Raman somehow didn't get scared at all. He looked back at the goddess and started laughing. The goddess asked him, "Raman, you call me with sincere prayers and now you stand and laugh at my face?" He said, "I'm sorry, Ma Kali. I'm really sorry." He tried to control his laughter and he said, "You know, I was just wondering, when I catch a cold, I find it so tough with one nose. I am just imagining your plight with 1,000 noses. How do you manage?" he asked cheekily. Uh-oh, that was very cheeky of him. He waited for Ma Kali to respond. She glared at him with 1,000 pair of eyes. And then, unexpectedly, she started laughing loudly. "You have a sense of humor, Raman," she said. Then she stretched out both her hands, and in her palms were a pot each. One palm had a pot which was filled with milk, and the other palm of her hand had a pot that was filled with golden syrupy honey. She said, "Raman, listen carefully. The pot of milk represents wisdom and learning. The pot of honey represents wealth. Now, since you have prayed to me so honestly and earnestly, I will allow you to choose one pot and you will be blessed accordingly. So choose one pot," she said. Raman looked at both her palms. He looked at the pot of milk. Then he looked at the pot of honey. He again looked at the pot of milk. He looked at the pot of honey. He was confused. Drinking milk would make him a wise and learned man. Drinking the honey would give him a lot of wealth. What should he do? After looking this way and that way at both the cups, he suddenly took both the cups from Ma Kali's hands and gulped them both one after the other. Oh my God, such cheek! He was really mischievous, wasn't he? Had he angered Ma Kali? He looked at her and he said, "Forgive me, Ma, but I think both wealth and knowledge are equally important to survive in this world. And the fact that you held them out together shows that even you think that both are equally important. Tell me, did I make a mistake?" Ma Kali looked at him and smiled. "You are clever and really intelligent, Raman," she said. "And I will bless you with both wealth and knowledge. But you disobeyed me. And for that, you will always be remembered by generations as a court jester only." Oh, Raman apologized to her, but it was too late. So although he was a great poet and a very intelligent man, he is always remembered as the witty court jester in Krishnadevaraya's court. And that is how he got his name also, Tenali Raman, because he was from Tenali. I hope you like the story. Thank you.